All right, some news to pass along. As we know, the Houston Texans are in search of a new offensive coordinator since now the alleged fiery, hard-ass Bobby Slowick has been removed.
Well done.
The alleged hard-ass fiery
Bobby son
Slowick.
Of a bitch.
I'm telling you, he's old red-ass Bobby. They moved on from him, and they're in search for a replacement. We've heard that there's an interview set to be earlier this week. Sometime early this week, I would imagine yesterday or today with Gerard Johnson, the quarterback coach. You said the Syracuse OC?
Yes.
I guess that
Syracuse OC reportedly interviewed.
Interviewed as well. There is a latest. What's the latest, Tyler Milner?
Yes, sir. A new candidate for the Texans OC job. He's entered the chat. Ian Rappaport reports on this Tuesday afternoon that Buccaneers quarterback coach Thad Lewis has interviewed for the OC job in Houston. Rappaport also says Lewis has received several requests for OC interviews, but this is the first one that he has taken. Houston obviously moved on from Bobby Slowick last week. And also, just a quick note for all of our listeners and you two gentlemen over there. Thad Lewis started his coaching career working with Chip Kelly as an offensive analyst. If you want to start to try to piece those, put those puzzle pieces together.
Yeah, Thad Lewis, old quarterback. Now that I see him, remember at Duke, he put together, he got himself 7-8 good years in the league as a backup.
Yeah, like I remember the name.
Remember Thad?
Absolutely.
Yeah. As you said, started at UCLA as an offensive analyst. He was an intern with the Bucs, moved up wide receivers coach, quarterbacks coach, and now looks like is the latest to be set to interview for this this gig. Your thoughts?
Again, another to me underwhelming, and just you know, I understand you got to have a thorough interview, but if we're talking resumes, to me this is, if you're going to take a step up from Bobby Slowick, it needs to be somebody that's got pelts on the wall in the league and somebody that's proven that they can, they don't just know ball and they can coach a quarterback, but literally they know how to handle it all. They know how to manage, you know, $20+ million offensive linemen. They know how to handle, you know, $12+ million a year tight ends that need a kick in the ass in terms of being more physical. They know how to handle, obviously, the X's and O's, the planning, designing, play calling, the managing a game. There'd be a lot of wait and see with the majority of these candidates that are being mentioned at this point in time.
Yeah. Obviously, maybe he is a name that's really, a lot of people are really talking about in NFL mm-hmm. circles. I would imagine this would feel like either more of somebody to hire and get, someone to interview and maybe get to know a little bit more. And hey, if he blows your socks off, okay, there's something there. Or somebody you'd hire maybe for another position. But I would imagine him already being in Tampa, who there, you know, as a quarterback's coach there. I don't know that he would maybe leave for that gig, but it just feels like, this, if this would be the hire, it would be a hire of somebody that also doesn't have experience coming in, calling plays. And it feels like this is a job much more like Kellen Moore took in Philly, to where there's expectations to be off and running and not like, oh man, you got some time to kind of build this thing in, right? Like there's expectations.
Well, look, I would think that
what you have
at the end of the day, the situation with the Houston Texans is you've had two promising years across the board with C.J. Stroud, Will Anderson, D'Amico Ryans. You've had two promising years, right? You've chewed up 2 years of the advantage, the huge advantage from a cap perspective of having a quarterback playing at a very, very high level while he's on a rookie deal, right? We're getting into that time period where you are going to lose that advantage pretty quickly down the road here. And I would think, if I'm Bobby Slowick, that I mean, not Bobby Slowik. If I'm D'Amico Ryans, that losing that advantage where you've got several players that are playing on rookie deals that are impacting games, instead of wasting years, or potentially, let me say that, potentially wasting years with a play caller that's never done it and you don't know, there's no tangible evidence of what they're capable of doing, wasting a year or two on that guy seems like that is a much bigger risk than just hiring an offensive coordinator. I mean, because whoever you hire this go-round, whoever the Houston Texans hire this go-round at the offensive coordinator position is going to be the last person that's going to coach this offense with the advantage of having C.J. Stroud on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes,
and then,
right?
And then you'll have to, because he's going to get paid big time, probably 60 million plus for a year. Now you got to try to figure out how to do more with less.
Yep. How you going to do it, right? It becomes a different battle, a different dynamic offensively at that point in time. So, to me, with that being said, this hire, I mean, like, to me, this hire needs to be somebody, and I'll use Chip Kelly just because Chip Kelly keeps getting brought up. I mean, but just whether it's Chip Kelly or not is irrelevant
Chip
to me.
Chip Kelly, we've heard Doug Peterson. I get what you're saying.
But Ron, this hire for the Houston Texans needs to be a guy that has pelts on the wall. There's tangible evidence of what he can do in real time as an offensive play caller in the NFL. I'll add to that. This hire should be someone, not that he needs it, but that it is an advantage. It should be someone that has head coaching experience that can be a resource for D'Amico Ryans, the head coach, if and when need be. Right? It needs to be someone that brings more to the table than a hope and a prayer that they are average to above average to great calling plays at the NFL level. They need to hire somebody that it's more than a hunch if I think this guy could be good because of all that's at stake. You are a two-time 10-win football team that is stuck in the division round with a rookie quarterback. I'm sorry, with a quarterback on a rookie deal. It's time to take the next step. It's not time to be patient. It's not time to play wait and see. I firmly believe that if you've got the ability, you got to go get somebody that brings more to the table than a hope and a prayer.
Someone texted in. He said, "I know they. I understand they got to interview a lot of people, but just interviewing dudes that they ain't gonna hire just annoys me." I don't think they're going to hire him. I'd be surprised. I feel like they're going to go more the route you're talking about. But
well, look, I mean, but the,
no,
I don't have a problem with. I don't have a problem with interviewing all these guys. I think there's, if I were in their shoes, I would interview all these guys, and it wouldn't be to meet the Rooney rule or whatever. I would interview these guys with the hopes of adding them to my staff at some point in time. I want to find a few guys that aren't qualified to be head coaches. Hell, that really aren't qualified to be offensive coordinators, whatever the qualifications are, right? And down the road, hey, man, like Eric Bieniemy, he's on the streets right now, isn't he? I'm sure he's probably a consultant somewhere if he wanted to be. But like,
yeah, he's interviewing
like,
for jobs.
I want to meet with Eric Bieniemy because I don't know Eric Bieniemy personally, but I'd be willing to bet you that it would be tremendous to have him as a position coach if he were willing to take that job, if he didn't get offered an offensive coordinator job, to have him in some role on this team. I would imagine
running backs coach
something.
Maybe they're being sneaky and they're putting together the OC to be Chip Kelly's staff underneath him, because the OC out of Syracuse they interviewed yesterday had ties to Chip Kelly. Thad Lewis has ties to Chip Kelly.
But then you get into these guys, though, T, for me, like the OC at Syracuse. Like, why would he leave Syracuse as an OC job? Those guys are making, I mean, I bet he's making damn near $1 million as a play caller in college. And why would he come down? But your point, I think, is is valid, just not about that guy, right? I mean, like, I do think there's some, you know, like Thad. Like
would he leave Tampa as a quarterback
to come work
coach
with C.J. Stroud?
And maybe him and Chip are just real bros.
Right, right. Yeah, now something like that. Yeah, the point is I don't have a problem with him interviewing all these guys. You know, I hope there's a method to the madness, which I'm sure there is with D'Amico.
Well, that doesn't help the Gerard thing.
And I'm going to be honest with you. I hope that's not the route that the Texans take.